Shutter speed and aperture aren't the first things you learn in Nanette Martin's workshop. First, you learn to speak a little dog.
So I'm going to make a noise, then you make a crack.
Okay.
Oh, oh, okay. Oh, oh.
Nice.
Oh, oh, oh.
Martin is showing the Second Chance staff how to get the attention of a large, fuzzy dog named Riley. He needs to look straight at the camera for the shot Martin wants. She has strict rules about photographing shelter animals. No cages, no leashes, no costumes. Martin believes capturing their essence, not their desperation, gives them a better chance at adoption.
I won't photograph an animal behind bars. I will not photograph an animal in any way that indicates they're in a shelter. I don't want somebody to adopt a dog I photograph because they pity it, because they feel sorry for it. I want them to connect. I want them to feel something. Hopefully it's hope. Hopefully it's joy. Hopefully it's potential.
Nanette Martin didn't start her career as a shelter pet photographer, but she's always taken pictures of tragedy. She covered 9/11 and the deadly Cedar and Los Alamos fires. Her photos have appeared in Life and People magazines. It was while Martin was covering Hurricane Katrina that her work shifted to animal rescue.
That was my introduction to this world of people who had so much incredible strength. They gave up their lives, some gave up their homes, their families. They put everything on the line to save other people's pets. You know, there's this place that rescuers get to where you can't go on, but you can't quit. Because if you quit, animals die.
About 7 million animals enter shelters in the U.S. each year. Well over half are euthanized, not because of illness or behavior, but because of overcrowded, underfunded facilities. Second Chance kept thousands of animals out of kill shelters by collaborating with a network of rescue groups. It took the overflow of animals who may otherwise have been transferred or put down. Here's adoption manager Alyssa Wolmer just a few weeks ago, before Second Chance announced it would close.
So in 2016, we were right about around 1,000 intakes and adoptions. So we pushed about 1,000 animals through the shelter. We have 38 different rescue partners that we work with. We're what's called a limited admission shelter, so we don't take any animals from the public specifically. We just take from other rescues and other shelters. Our save rate, you know, we've done the numbers. Our save rate is 99.3%. It's really high. But what's more important is that we're putting healthy, adoptable animals into the community and putting our resources towards that.
That's why Nanette Martin thought it was significant to start her tour at Second Chance. She saw it as animal rescue work at its most strategic.
The dogs and cats in your local shelter could easily have come from another shelter the day before, the week before, or they'll be moved to another shelter. It's connected. All of it's connected because if they open up a spot, then that means they can take one from a kill shelter. It is all connected. You cannot have an adoption in one shelter and not affect the whole system.
Second Chance will retain its board of directors. They hope to develop a different business plan that may eventually help them reopen. This weekend, the shelter held its final adoption event. The animals that weren't adopted will be transferred to the Sedona Humane Society. What remains to be seen is how the loss of this resource will affect other rescues, and of course, countless animals in need of help. For KNAU, I'm Jillian Ferris in Flagstaff.